Okay, babe, almost. Hey, no peeking. I want this to be a surprise. Come on, you're spoiling this for yourself. Nope, no hints, no pointers, no giving you the first letter or anything of the sort. I've planned this for way too long. I'm not spoiling it on the home straight. Yeah, okay, calm down. It's all right, we're already here. Just sit down. The couch is right behind you. Careful. Okay, here we go. So then, are you ready? Gosh, I'm so excited. I can't wait for you to see this. All right then, let's not keep you in suspense any longer. Okay, you can open your eyes. Ta-da! Huh? Well, honey, that's a bottle of champagne and two glasses. And that, oh, that's the latest issue of Nature. They published my article. You know about that new bacterial strain we discovered from that tiny little village? Yeah, the one that causes cramps and bloody vomiting and putrid discharge and weird colors and like a quick yet agonizing death. I told you about it. I wrote an article about it and they accepted it. Freaking Nature accepted my article. Yeah, okay. Technically, I guess it's our article. I have to give some credit to Marty and the other guys for more. Hey, what is it? You seem kind of perplexed. Not what you expected? Oh, I see. My boring microbiologist girlfriend reached one of the greatest achievements a scientist could ever aspire to. So what should I care, right? Oh, don't you worry, honey. That's not all. Read it. Yeah, come on, read the article. Yeah, I know you don't know much about microbiology. Just humor me. Read it. Well, what do you say? Oh, yeah. I named it after you. This is the hottest shit in the entire microbiologist community right now. And it will forever be known to everyone by the name of my sweet little... Babe? What are you... Babe, I... Whoa, can you, like, calm down? Okay, somehow this has gotten way out of... Hey, whoa. What is happening right now? Can we, like, take a step back and talk about this? I really don't get what's going on right now. This was meant to be a special evening for the two of us. Like, I had it all planned out. You know, like with champagne and a really nice dinner and stuff. I got it all ready over in the kitchen, and now you... Can you, like, please tell me what the problem is? I thought you'd be delighted. Huh? Yeah, I named a disease after you. Oh, but this isn't any old disease, you see. This here is the Rolls Royce of diseases. It is absolutely deadly. When we first stumbled upon it in that tiny little village, we got an initial 123 cases, and every single one of them died. Oh, and they were throwing up blood like Old Faithful. It was glorious. And nothing we did worked. We threw every single antibiotic in our arsenal at this thing, and this nasty little bug just grinned at us and went on with its business. It's an absolute killer. You should have seen... Babe! Excuse me? What do you mean? Babe, can you please tell me what's wrong? Why are you angry at me right now? Yeah, I named a deadly disease after you. That's what I was trying to explain to you the whole time. Huh? Yeah, blood. And cramps. Oh no, not just the mouth. The discharge comes gushing from pretty much every orphan. Wow, baby! Please, calm down. I really don't know what's going on right now. Don't you like it? Apologize for what? Oh, I'm sorry that I made the biggest discovery of the decade in the entire field of microbiology and named it after the person I love. Won't happen again, I promise. No, I will most definitely not. This here is my life's work, and I dedicated it to you. I could have named this bug after, I don't know, freaking anyone. That one high school professor of mine who always encouraged me when I felt like a failure and didn't know how to go on. My mom, or freaking anyone. But no, I decided to name it after the person that matters the most to me in my life, in the entire universe. To immortalize your name for generations to come. Like 100 years from now, students will read about this disease in textbooks, and what will they see? Your name. Oh, I am so sorry for being such a horrible girlfriend. Yeah, of course I thought you'd be happy. Why would I have done it if I didn't? This here is my work. It's very important to me, and I wanted to give some of it to you. Share it with you. Because you are also very important to me. No, of course I don't think you're a disease. Wow. Come on, I mean, NASA named its Jupiter probe after Galileo Galilei, and I don't think they thought he was an autonomous spacecraft. You can name things after people without believing the people are those things, you know? Hey, if I was a lepidopterist, I could have named a pretty butterfly after you, but I'm not, okay? I'm a microbiologist. This is what I am. It's all I'm good at. And you knew what you got yourself into when you started going out with me. What? Why would anyone? Yeah, so what if your friends find out? Why exactly would they make fun of you? Like, what do you think they're going to say? Ooh, they got a disease named after them. Every microbiologist on the planet knows their name now. So embarrassing. What? I think this is awesome. I would love it if somebody named a disease after me. Yeah, I'm not like other people. Do you think I'm not aware of that? Do you think I'm not painfully aware of it? Every minute of every day? That I'm bad at this whole relationship stuff? That I never know what to say or do, or what not to say or do to make you happy? How to show you how freaking much I love you? Or to be the girlfriend you deserve? Like, in my head, I'm this knight in shiny armor type, you know, like white horse, slaying dragons, the whole shebang. But in the real world, I'm not. I mean, I try to be, but I don't know how. Like, nobody explains the rules to you. There's no standard operating procedure for this, okay? And I just stand here, and I just want to make you happy, and I simply have no freaking idea how. I'm just not good at that sort of stuff. I mean, I could have gotten you flowers or chocolates, but that's such a cliche. You just think, oh wow, flowers, how original. Looks like someone put exactly 5 seconds of thought into this present. You know, I wish I could have named a pretty butterfly after you, or like a pretty flower, or I wish I was a poet. Then I could have written you a poem about how much I love you. Or if I was a sculptor, then I could have created a great work of art to celebrate how wonderful you are. But I'm not. I'm just a microbiologist. This is all I'm good at. This is literally all I can wrap my stupid little mind around. Like, really? Naming a disease after your partner? That's so stupid. And now that you explain it to me, I see how it's stupid, but like, I don't see these things on my own. You know what? You should leave me. You should have someone who's better for you. Someone who makes you happy. Someone who actually knows how to... baby, please. You don't have to put up with me. I want you to be happy. I want that more than anything in the world. I want that even more than getting published in Nature. And if the best way for you to be happy is to be with someone who better understands how to... I love you. Huh? Yeah, that's fair. That's fair too. Okay, that one's slightly insulting, but nonetheless fair. Okay, I'll just get you chocolates next time. Are you really okay? I am sorry I named a disease after you. I swear I'll fix this. I mean, I'm afraid I can't change the name anymore. The International Code of Nomenclature of Bacteria has some very strict rules once a name is given, but I could write a mail to the International Committee on Systematics of Prokaryotes and ask them if they could make an exception for... Huh? Are you sure? Oh, I love you. You are the drug I will never develop a resistance to. Oops, I'm sorry. Was that cringe? It was cute? A little bit of both? Okay, that's good enough, I think. Huh? Oh, darling. I guess we could do that, but don't you want to have dinner first? I put so much effort into this. It's already in the kitchen. Oh, well, minestrone followed by beef stroganoff and vanilla tart for desserts. Yeah, of course I made it myself. What? Cooking is easy. You have a recipe you can follow, so no big deal. Oh, of course, baby. Nothing's wrong with some cuddles before dinner. Come here. Oh, seriously? Now? I'm sorry, babe, that's the lab. I gotta answer that. This won't take long, I promise. Just let me snap at them for interrupting my special evening, and I'll be right back. Hello? Marty? Can we keep this short? I'm kinda... Huh? Marty, what's... Okay, can you calm down? You're kind of... Huh? What are you... Okay, that's not even... Huh? Marty. I'm sorry? Marty, can you please... Marty? Okay, that was weird. Oh, Marty called. You know, from the lab? Apparently the people who died of your disease got up again. No, I wouldn't quite say they're doing better now. I mean, they were dead. Like, dead, dead. Like, we double-checked. Maybe I caught Marty wrong. He sounded a bit frantic on the phone. Apparently one of the patients bit him. Maybe I should get to the lab to see if... Oh, you're right. Marty's a good doctor. He can handle that without me. It's probably nothing too bad. I mean, it's not going to be the end of the world, right? Now, where were we? Oh, right.